An authentic spiritual path involves following the truth, applying the truth in your daily life, finally realizing deep truth, the truth of ultimate truth, emptiness. If we don't know how to distinguish truth from non-truth, if we don't know how to distinguish, for example, Venerable Geshe says, maybe we listen to teachings on karma and we have a correct belief. I believe in karma. Even that is not a valid cognizer because our correct beliefs are unstable. They change. We believe something and then we lose that belief. We start to get doubts or it just fades away. We need to attain valid cognizers in our Dharma practice. And especially we need to attain a valid cognizer realizing the truth of karma. Valid cognizer means something which is non-deceptive towards its object, a mind that's non-deceptive towards its object. And it can be, there are two types of objects. There can be manifest objects, which are obvious to us from the beginning, or there are non-manifest, hidden objects. How do you become certain? How do you attain certainty about something that you can't see? This is where reasoning is important. So we understand something. We understand truth by seeing it directly or by arriving at it through reasoning, through correct reasoning. There's only two ways to arrive at the truth. Because through a direct perceiver, we can see or hear it directly, or through a subsequent cognizer, we arrive at a realization of this truth by relying upon correct reasoning. And there are different types of subsequent cognizer, and one is a subsequent cognizer through belief. With this kind of subsequent cognizer, we can realize the truth of something which is deeply hidden for us. There are different types of hidden objects. Some are deeply hidden. It looks like only Buddha can see directly. Like some parts of the law of karma, for example, giving causes wealth. It's like so counterintuitive. What's the cause of wealth? Giving. What's the cause of freedom? Discipline. That doesn't make sense to me at all. Practice moral discipline to be free. Live within the restraints of moral discipline to enjoy freedom. Give to others to enjoy wealth. This is deep. But we can realize that this is a non-deceptive scripture. And therefore we can realize the truth of that scripture by relying upon subsequent cognizers, by relying upon reasoning. Geshe explains, you can check in the book, How to Understand the Mind, in the section on subsequent cognizers of belief, he explains how we can arrive at certainty with respect to something which at the moment is hidden from us. So we already said the laws of karma are like hidden, a little bit hidden. How can we know with certainty? I wish I had more time to explain this, but all I want to say now is that we can arrive at this point where Geshe says, since this is completely true, we can arrive at the point where we can say that with certainty. I know this is completely true. Not I believe this is completely true. I know with a valid cognizer that this is completely true and I live according to it. I'm following the truth of the law of karma in my daily life. To me, to not follow that truth, to not abandon non-virtue and practice virtue is, well, it's suicidal. Not just for this one life, but all future lives. Destroying my experiences, all my future lives. I know this is true. I'm not just being some like sheepish follower of Buddha who's doing something because Buddha himself said so and I just believe, like blind faith, something like that. It's not blind faith. It's a valid cognizer, the most superior form of knowledge, a valid cognizer. And it's absolutely certain, it's rock solid, you don't lose. It's not like a correct belief which may fade away or somebody clever can come along and talk you out of it. You know, maybe you saw a house If you go to Olveston, you can see a house just about any colour. Maybe I think it's probably true in Brighton too. You can see blue houses in Olveston. And you go in and you see the house and it's blue. And then somebody says, have you seen that house that's green? And it's like, you know it's blue. You've seen it. And it doesn't matter what somebody says, how clever they are, they're not going to change your mind. You've seen it. So in this case, we've seen it through direct evidence, but also subsequent cognizers seeing something through the power of reasoning. It's the same. We can arrive at a certainty. You can't shake it. However clever somebody is, they're never going to shake you from that understanding because you have a value. It's the most stable form of knowledge. With this, we can advance on our spiritual path very comfortably, very easily. We can arrive at these valid cognizers through our study and meditation.